This specific manifestation of male grievance stems from a transactional and entitled view of protection, rooted in the false premise that societal safety is a commodity men provide exclusively to women in exchange for romantic and sexual reciprocity. These men, often marginalized in the sexual marketplace, reframe their personal rejection as a symptom of civilizational collapse, positioning themselves as the necessary, overlooked guardians. They argue that during cultural decline, women inherently need protection from violent men, a valid fear, but then insist that they are the rightful providers of that shield. The critical, unspoken coercion is that a woman's acceptance of this protection is implicitly tied to granting intimacy, twisting a basic civic duty into a personal bargain. It is a corrupted form of chivalry, where being a good citizen toward women is conditional upon sexual access, not on the inherent value of communal safety. The proposed alternative, where women collectively fund the creation of safe communities built and guarded by men they genuinely trust and respect, highlights the core issue: agency. The current grievance model relies on women's perceived vulnerability and dependency. Your solution flips the dynamic, placing the power of selection and economic agency squarely with women. If 15 million women contributed $100 monthly, the resulting $1.5 billion could architect physically and socially safer spaces, hiring men who are allies by choice and character, not by entitled expectation. The reason this hasn't manifested isn't merely a lack of funds, but the profound societal inertia that still frames protection as a male-controlled service with strings attached, rather than a collaborative, communal project where women lead the design of their own security and choose their partners in that endeavor freely, without coercion.